This week on Media Watch, The Grub. Is it the worst show on ABC? We think maybe not. But that didn't stop Tom Richards on 3OW for lashing out at the television show.
I want to talk about The Grub. This filthy, grubby muck that's permeating the ABC, on the airwaves, our taxpayer dollars going towards this grub, this grubby, disgusting little mess. It's aptly named, if you ask me, The Grub, as if you'd call a show that, as if you'd even listen to that filth, that rot, that trash coming from your ABC. Let's go to the callers.
And it didn't stop there with the Australian's Sylvia Walters giving her 2 cents.
Dear Auntie, The Grub? No, thank you.
So, what is The Grub? And when is it on television? We did some digging around, and it turns out that The Grub is not on ABC TV anywhere. So, what are they on about? We asked News Corp for comment, and they sent us this.
Typical ABC. Why don't you start digging in something that actually matters, instead of trying to harass and abuse the News Corp staff? For shame.
To make matters worse, Gren Bigby tweeted this.
The Grub is the most disgusting thing that ABC has done. I can't believe it's on television and radio.
Around about this time, ABC management put this statement out.
The ABC apologises for any confusion generated by the programme The Grub. As far as the ABC is aware, it doesn't play on television or radio. Nonetheless, the ABC apologises for any offence it causes.
So, Media Watch did some digging, and it turns out this grub is not on television or radio, but is in fact a podcast which no one listens to. Is this just another drum-up from Murdoch Media trying to smear the good name of the ABC, or is it something much worse? I've been Paul Berry. This is Media Watch. Coming up next, Tony Jones does Nangs in the Car Park. Welcome to The Grub.
Welcome.
Welcome. What was that?
I'm so sorry. We're trying.
Yeah, we're trying our best here.
We've been a bit out of whack lately.
I've been out of whack. I've got to admit it, I'm constipated.
Oh.
Finally. I've been waiting for this.
Sorry, maybe it's throwing everything off. You've twisted my arm. I'm constipated.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Yeah, I've been watching your little red face.
Yeah.
And you're straining. And I felt for you, but I didn't feel like it was my place to say, hey, yeah. Greg, and take both your hands and look in your eye and go, are you backed up?
You got to make sure that, I mean, because you're now in the danger zone for hemorrhoids.
Is he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Constipation
Frankly,
I don't think it's appropriate for us to be discussing this at all.
Why?
Well, you just brought it up.
You twisted my arm. I could see you looking at me just being like, oh, Greg, you're constipated. Yes, I admit it. I'm constipated. Move on.
Mm. You've just got that vibe about you.
Move on. It's not.
Is it, do you think it's like, are you taking any supplements?
No supplements.
You need Metamucil in there.
Yeah, what about something like that in the mix?
For the last few days, I've been trying to find Metamucil. But
I've got some at my home.
Well, I keep going back to the shop to see if my shop is currently being refit, my local shop,
my grocery store.
So then they're always out of everything and everything's being moved and it's a tough time for me.
Think about what it's going to be like after that refit, though.
Oh.
Well, it's just going to be back to what it was, which is the opposite. It's never.
Does it have a lolly counter? Hello.
Is this why I'm constipated? Is it because of you stuck up my bloody bum?
I'm in your bum. But I tell you what, I'm not the only one up there.
Oh, really? Who else is there?
There's lots of things in here. None of them can get out. It's backed up. It's like a traffic jam in here.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I live in Greg's bum.
Oh, yet another one.
What's your name?
My name is the little buggy boy.
It's good to see you.
Grabbing the bug back together at once.
Let's do some of our magic.
Wee.
Okay, well, let's.
Yay!
We'll be right back.
Check out my Yo-Yo Diablo.
That's my one.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Make it jump up in the air.
What do you got? How many lollies you reckon?
I got 5 lollies.
Really? Yeah. Where do you get them lollies?
I get from Craig's Bum.
I love anti-inflammatories.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, yum.
I love the Tums.
This sucks.
PBS Radio presents Dr. Diane, live across America, and now streaming worldwide on our web portal.
Hi, and welcome to Dr. Diane's Helpful Hour on PBS Radio. I'm here with the love of my life, Philip.
Thank you, Diane. It's so good to be here in this shared experience that I'm sharing with you, but also people that are listening.
That's right.
All throughout the world. That's kind of special, isn't it?
It's so special. I like to help people. And that's why I became a psychologist.
And may I say, you are a fantastic psychologist. You really helped my mother get through some of her problems.
And our relationship goes strong. So listen, call in now. I am ready to take your calls when you're ready. Have we got someone there?
Oh, yes, we've got a Andrew. He's from Cumbin Downs, and he's got some questions
for
you, sweetie.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, yes. Hi, Dr. Diane. I'm calling all the way from Australia. Big fan of your show. I listen on the internet all the time. And,
oh, Australia, yeah. Down under. Yeah. I get it.
The Aboriginals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I came down there once on a book tour. I enjoyed myself.
I didn't come down. No, but you weren't. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, and I did Adelaide, and I did Perth. It was a little funny over on the side, and I went up to Brisbane, and I really enjoyed the experience.
Beautiful. Koalas.
Yeah. Go ahead. Andrew.
Okay.
So I've been having lustful thoughts about a woman who isn't my wife.
Okay.
I've been married for 10 years now, and there's a woman at work who we sort of, I definitely think the feeling is mutual, and we've had what I feel like is the beginnings of an extramarital relationship, but it hasn't progressed anywhere, and
wow.
Yeah. Can I stop you there, Andrew?
Can I stop you there, Andrew?
Can we stop you?
Can we just stop you right there, Andrew?
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay.
I was born in 1962, Andrew, which when you think about it was a tumultuous time.
Oh, yeah.
My own parents were very young when they had me.
Wow.
They themselves were babies.
Babies.
And then they brought a baby into the world, which was me.
That's too many babies.
My mother did not necessarily have the skills she needed to raise another baby. Okay, so I used to say to my mother, I feel like you don't like me.
You don't like me.
You know, I'd say, Mom, do you like
me? Do you?
Have you noticed me today?
Wow.
And she would say, I'm busy, I'm not, I'm cooking. All these things that sent the message to me that, Diane, I'm not listening to you.
I'm listening.
I know. And that's why we found each other, Philip, and why this works now for you and me, because I realized I needed to not be a baby anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, Andrew, I wonder.
Wow.
I wonder, Andrew, were you at some point a baby?
Was I a baby?
Were you a baby?
Simple question, Andrew. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I mean, of course I was a baby.
Okay.
I was a baby.
Wow. Okay. So here we have it. We have a baby. Okay. And this baby, this baby is looking at his wife and thinking, I am not getting from you the things that I need.
Okay, yeah.
I need sustenance. I need milk. Yeah. I need basic things from the mother. You are playing out some sort of mother-baby relationship. You go to work, you see a new woman, you wonder about the contents of her breast.
Is that my mother?
Is that my mother?
Yeah.
The baby starts lashing out. Wow. The baby becomes horny sometimes. Wow. The baby is now sort of taking on a life of its own.
Wow.
If you would like me to send you a copy of my book, I Was a Baby, we can do that for you. We'll put you on hold.
I'll put it right on now.
We'll send you out the book. Has that been helpful to you?
Are you saying that I'm a horny baby?
I'm saying that it's time for you to move on from the baby paradigm. It's all in the book, Andrew. Has that been of assistance to you today? Thank you so much for calling in.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't.
Okay,
that's fantastic. We got to go to a break, and we'll be back with more Dr. Diane. I love you, sweetie.
I love you too, Philip.
Hi, I'm TV's Rogue McManus, and you're listening to The Grub.
I think we're lost in this wood, Sylvia. We've been walking for hours.
I'm sure we've been past this tree about 5 times. Mum and Dad are going to be so mad.
It's starting to get dark. What are we going to do?
No, I don't know.
Hey, guys.
Who are you? Who's there?
Who's that?
Hello. Hey, sorry. Don't be scared. Hey, what's your name? I just heard you. Sylvia, is it? Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm Silver, and this is my brother Malcolm.
Malcolm, yeah, okay.
What do you want?
What do you
want? Guys, why don't you come with me and I can help you? I can keep you safe.
Oh, no. Thank you very much, sir. It's very kind, but we must get on the road.
Yeah, don't be silly.
Mum and Dad, we never should talk to strangers.
I'm not a stranger. I'll tell you my name. It's Grex77. Grex77.
Grex, do you know the way out?
Yeah, I know the way out, but it's so dark. We're not going to get out tonight. Come round here. Just come in here. I've got a little shack just over here.
Maybe
just follow me. Come on.
Maybe it's our only chance, Malcolm.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on, Sylvia.
Okay.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come, follow me. Here we go. Into the shack. Go on. You go first. It's dark, I know.
Is there no light?
Let me just shut the door and lock it. Okay, now I'll switch on the light. Here we go.
Oh, no.
So you can see I got a little camera set up over there. I got a little video camera.
Why do you need a camera?
Oh, just for some stuff.
Welcome, I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Do you guys want to help me make a little video?
Can I just talk to my sister?
Yeah.
Okay, you discuss it.
2 seconds,
I'm just
going
to make a couple of glasses of warm tea for you. I'll just be over here and you can talk it out.
Malcolm.
Sylvia, I don't know about this guy.
I think he might be a pedophile.
I think he's worse than a pedophile, Sylvia. I think he might be a YouTuber.
Here's your cup of tea, guys. Now, I'm just going to switch on this camera here. Don't stress. Don't worry. Do you guys know what a reaction video is?
No, sir.
What's that over there? That looks like a pretty expensive computer and a sports car chair.
Yeah, that's an alien.
Chair.
That's an Alienware computer. I've got a really high-tech chair that I sit in and everything. Now, I'm going to be making a little reaction video. It's a reaction video to PewDiePie's commentary video on Mega Wogs video, Wogs versus Aussies 201. So, guys, just sit down while I make. Just sit over there next to the action figurines.
Oh, no!
Those action figurines and the posters. See the Batman posters, guys? I'm switching on the camera.
What's up, YouTube? Grex here. We've got another video. This time, before we start, make sure to check a like and subscribe, obviously. Pay money to the Patreon. Link in the description. Now, PewDiePie's uploaded a commentary video.
Okay, you're on the grub. And Ben, like, we really get very serious on this show, but you've been telling us about your sister in Perth who's been quite sick.
Yep, she's a maternal sister, and she...
What does that mean?
Well, you mean a maternal sister?
We're maternal twins.
You mean just twins?
No, maternal. And so she's sick at the moment.
But she loves the grub.
Yeah, she loves it. She's a little grublet, and... She really wanted to come on. I know that we've been talking about having a guest on.
So she's over in Melbourne at the moment for... That's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like, where is she?
Yeah, she just texted me. She's here.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, cool.
She can come in.
Well, why don't we pause it and you go grab her?
No need.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Okay, come on in.
What?
Hello, it's me, funny lady. Love tart. No. I love limes. More limes, I said to the pool boy.
Well, this is elaborate.
Put some limes on.
Like, I knew you were doing something, but I didn't know it was funny. Like, I thought, there's going to be some clever...
You need to relax. You'll live longer. Have a lime and a lay down. That's double L. I'm funny lady.
That's not a joke. What's the comedy part of...
And actually, when you sent me that email about your sister, I was like, oh, that's... I didn't know all that had been going on.
And what a fabulous mug. It reminds me of my ex-husband. I can eat him for dinner, breakfast, and lunch. Ooh, funny lady.
What? What I don't understand, too, is I don't understand what funny lady is or, like, who are you making
where
fun
does she
of
live?
Someone? Are you, like, what
I'm
is
funny
this?
Lady.
What's the joke?
I never
what's
wear shorts, except in summertime. And even then, you better get me a skirt or I'll be walking, you understand?
I don't understand. No. Don't understand. I don't understand. Is this...
I simply adore citrus. Limes, I say. If I could have a drink that was all lime, I'd drink it up. Slurp it up, you understand?
Oh, man, if you're not gonna take this shit
seriously... He's late. Oh, great. Greg's walked out.
You know what? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
I'm funny lady.
Happy anniversary, sweetie.
Happy anniversary, my sweetheart.
Every year I'm happier.
It's just like amazing to finally find your soulmate.
Yeah.
You're my soulmate.
Yeah, you too. Do you want to get the antipasto like on our first date?
Oh, yes, I would love it. The antipasto here is so good. I love the sausage.
I love the range.
Oh, the eggplant.
Hello. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. I couldn't help but overhearing. Look, I see you're here on your anniversary. You're such a beautiful young couple, and I just wanted to say happy anniversary.
It must be illuminating out.
I want to ask you both something. My name's Mr. Johnson. I'm a banker. I'm a wealthy man, and I have a proposal for you.
Oh, we're just here. We're just going to.
I just ask that you hear me out. I have a proposal for you. It is, some might call it an indecent proposal.
This is our anniversary.
I understand. Please hear me out. Just please hear me out. That's all I ask. Okay. I'm prepared to offer you both a very large sum of money. But the thing that I'm offering you money for is to spend some time with, or more rather, do something with one of you. And I understand that this puts you in an awkward position. You're married and you love each other. I assume it's a monogamous relationship.
Very much so.
Yes.
But I would like to offer you both $1 million each.
Oh.
And I only you both need to consent, but I only need to do something with one of you that may put a strain on your marriage.
Sure.
And madam, it's going to involve myself and your husband.
What?
And if you are free to say no,
but
I will offer you $1 million each if you, sir, eat some salami here that I've got.
Okay.
And then you burp into my mouth and I suck the burp and I taste the burp. Now, I understand you've been married for 5 years. I mean,
we'll do it. Yeah, that's fine.
I'll
do it here.
That's it, fine.
But just wait, I had a whole monologue prepared. I wasn't ready. Sorry, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Just wait a second. I was going to do this whole monologue about
no, it's fine.
Can your marriage survive? Oh, wait. Here we go.
There we go. Done.
Mm. Okay, great.
Oh, yum. Oh, that tasted so great. Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all good. All good to go.
Yeah. No worries. Here,
BSB and account.
No, I've got the cash right here. Here's $1 million. Bam. Oh, for you, and $1 million there for you.
Great. Great. Here's a tip.
A freebie. Oh, that tastes so delicious. Yeah. Thank you.
You seem like a great guy.
Oh, you too. Have a great anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Okay, see ya.
What a nice man.
Yeah, lovely.
He'll be on the Christmas card list.
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
I love you.
What a good night out.
What a great night.
Greg, it's comedy festival time. It's just around the corner.
Yeah, that's right. It's all sort of happening. Brisbane's kicking off and Melbourne that soon after that.
We've all got shows. Check them out.
Yep, we've both got shows. All three of us. Ben's not here, though, but we've got a guest in who also has a show.
Mm.
And his name is
Ribocourt?
Ribocourt Godfrey.
Hello, it's me, Ribocourt Godfrey. Great to be here. Comedy mentalism. I can read minds. I can put ideas in minds. I'll incept you both. Watch out to come see my show. It's laughs and, it's also just a little bit of funniness and something to make you feel as well. It's a bit sad. So it's not a comedy festival without something sad in it. Mm. And Ribocourt Godfrey, this is the show for you. It's fantastic. It's all about, you know what I'm thinking. That's what it's called. Mm. And it's a picture of me. You see the poster. It's my face. Mm. And, of course, it's me. And then who is this little silhouette on my forehead saying, who is this?
Yeah.
So you don't know what's gonna happen.
Because the comedy festival does have a lot of, luckily it does have magic and in it and juggling and a whole lot of other things besides necessarily funny stuff.
Well, mentalism is not a form of magic. A lot of people think that we are magicians, but we are not magicians. We are players of the mind, you see.
Mm.
We mind play.
So what does the mind play involve? Can you do some mentalism here for us?
Of course. I am the world's most famous mentalist because my mentor, was Graham Mendelsohn, who I'm sure you've heard of. They're one of the greatest mentalists in the world.
Yeah.
Famously died on stage mentalising a snake. A snake is you can't mentalise a snake. They are the kings of mentalism, or queens, depending on the sex of the snake, of course.
We've got a clip of that, don't we? Because
yes.
That was...
Yes, right here. It's very...
I will now mentalise with this snake. Do not try anything like this in your own private life. Come here, snake. Oh, no, it's bit me, and I'm going down. Oh, Jesus, Lord.
It's terrible.
Mm.
It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, what a tragic event.
He had a kid, and, we're still very good friends, but he taught me everything I know. And I'm hoping to do his memory justice.
Mm.
Of course, it isn't mentalism without mentalising. So I'm going to mentalise one of you, of course.
Can I just ask, at any point in your show, do you ever say, you can't spell mentalist without mental?
No. No.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
You've surprised me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is all the way of mentalism, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I'd have known that you were going to say that, I would have said yes.
Yeah.
But
I don't understand.
Well, no. That's what I do. I create pathways. I'm amazed. The mind.
Mm.
The mind is the most amazing instrument that is put on this planet.
Yeah.
It's a computer, but it's also a beating heart, and it's about finding the strings to that heart and pulling them. And any one of you, Greg, for instance, you look to me like you enjoy sandwiches.
Well, yeah, because I'm overweight. I mean, that's obvious.
Yes.
I don't think you need to do mental gymnastics.
Ah, but is it impressive that I know exactly which sandwich that you may have had?
No. Maybe.
Probably not.
Toasted cheese sandwich with mustard and pickles.
At some point, I've had one of them.
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
How but, did I know that? I don't know you. I've never met you.
I mean, that's a pretty...
If
that's
I saw you on the street... Order. Oh, I don't know that, do I? I've never seen a sandwich in my life.
That's not true.
I haven't.
That's not true.
No,
you've seen sandwiches before.
Surely.
I don't believe you.
Are you from Britain?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes. How do you know? Are you a mentalist?
No. I can tell by your voice. Your voice is different to my voice. Can you hear that?
Perhaps you have some mentalist powers indeed.
The word sandwich comes from... Britain.
The Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, the Earl of
Sandwich.
Like I saw so many sandwich shops there. Every corner had a sandwich.
How did you get here? Tell me.
In a car.
Car.
I said car.
Oh.
Before you said car.
Oh, well, you were very quick. I was quicker.
And you know I got here in a car because I picked you up from the train station.
Yes, of course.
You're staying with your mate out in Preston.
Yeah.
Well, it beats staying in the hotel that I usually live in. It is quite a dank place indeed. But that is show business, living in a hotel in a busy city.
Yeah. Anyway.
Periods of time.
I don't care. Can you do some mentalism?
Yes, yeah. Of course. Okay, Greg, you are thinking of a number.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to double that number.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I want you to divide that number by two.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want you to grab that number. I want you to take it to the beach. Oh, that number's having a good time on the beach. You're frolicking. Yeah. It's like the best relationship you've ever had with this number.
Yeah.
And you are loving this number. It's nothing can beat. And then all of a sudden, that number's like, I'm leaving you. Because I'm gonna go. I met a man and he has a job. He's not on showbiz anymore. I'm tired of you touring all the time, Rybacore. Why are you touring all the time? But you told me I loved you. I bought you a ring, that number. And now I'm so sorry, but we're having a nice time. Why'd you get me a date? Why'd you take me down the beach? Why'd you do that? Why don't you just do it there in the hotel room? That's another thing, the hotel. You're a grown man. You're living in a long rent hotel that rents out rooms for $60 a night. That's not sustainable. And I'm going to write that number on this little slip of paper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say, turn that paper over, I want you to turn that paper over. Okay. Turn that paper over. No, just put it back. Turn that paper over.
Okay, I'm turning it over.
Is that your number?
No, it just says, fuck you.
Listen, we've had a good time.
I haven't been mentalised.
Yeah, you've just ignored Edo the whole time.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I am.
Women are doing comedy now.
What?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's a brave new world, it is.
Yeah.
Back when I was starting out, it was just men as far as the eye could see.
Mm. Well, that's changed.
You couldn't see anything but men. Just men, 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 men,
men. Let's mentalize Edo, please.
All right.
Get it.
Edo. Just get this out from my bag. It's a gun.
Oh.
It's all right.
Wait, is that a real gun?
It's a gun, all right.
That's a fucking revolver.
It's not loaded.
What the fuck?
Here's a box. It's just a .22. It's a small little pistol.
Yeah, but right? is it actually functioning?
It functions. It's real. Okay.
I don't think you should have that in here.
You can't
have
a gun.
I want you to open it up. Here, look.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Open it up.
Yeah. I don't really know what I'm doing with this.
How many bullets do you think it takes, Edo? Listen to me. Try and get on what I'm going
to takes to do what? Is this a maths problem?
I'm going to put a thought into your mind. All right? You don't know what the gun is for. You know what? I want to use it. Okay? But I want you to put
the amount of bullets.
Edo, look at me.
Are those bullets? Are you got bullets here?
Right here.
Fucking
Edo, look at me. I'm going to mentalise. I'm going to incept you.
Yeah.
All right? How many do you need?
For what?
Exactly. You don't know.
Two. I don't know.
Great. Put them in. Count them out.
I don't even know how to handle this thing.
Like, you just slot them in there.
Terrified it's going to go off. Okay. Okay.
One. Two. Okay, give me the gun. Fucking do it, you
don't do it. Don't shoot yourself.
I will
don't fucking
do it. I'm not afraid.
Don't pull the trigger.
Do you know how lonely it is?
Don't pull the trigger.
Being on the road, being a mentalist.
Don't pull the trigger.
I will fucking kill myself.
Just give it to me.
I've had enough.
Put the gun down.
I'm doing it.
Put the
gun down. I'm doing it.
Fucking hell.
Fuck.
You're listening to The Grub.
Fuck. I'm calling the cops. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
I am The Grub, and you're listening to The Grub Podcast. See you there. Grub.
Grub of the week.
It's that time.
Well, what about my first kiss?
Oh, you never said your first kiss.
I mean, we were, if this gets edited out earlier on, we were talking about first kisses. And my first kiss is Grub of the Week.
Oh, really?
Well, I first had a kiss in it. We used to have blue light discos at St. Teresa's Hall in Essendon, which was, you know, like organised by the church, and you'd get there, no alcohol, except I used to put, I could get 3 UDLs in the crutch of my pants. Back in the day.
Nice.
So I just line them up down the crutch and then go in and neck them. And then a guy, I can't remember his name, so all you would do is you'd be there and then your mate would come up to you and go, that guy over there wants to pass you, and you'd be like, yeah, righto. So I went over and like pashed it, had my first kiss against the wall or something, and then I was like, oh, do you want to do you want to catch up later or something? And he's like, nah, and just walked off.
Brutal.
What a piece of work.
Setting the sort of tone for me and men.
Yeah.
For the next 20 years or so.
You want to do this?
Nah. Oh, that's cool.
I can change him.
I didn't hear no. I heard maybe. Just work a bit harder. Oh. I don't want to be in a relationship. That's a funny joke. I'll ring back. Hi. It's me.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry I did that, Anne.
Well, okay. Whoever that was sounds like a massive grub.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's your grub of the week.
Thank you.
What's his name?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, wow. I thought you were just protecting his identity.
I legit can't remember.
Some anonymous scumbag from where? Essendon. He's still out there. Go knock. Everyone, if any listeners in Essendon, start knocking on doors.
He's probably wife's about to go into labour. And she's like, rung him and gone, I'm going into labour. And he goes, what are you talking about, man? We're not even in a relationship.
My grub of the week, I was walking into the city and I just got off a tram and I was walking on the sidewalk and this woman just like started yelling at me, telling me that I was walking in front of her and I wasn't.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't even see you. And then she stopped and she said, maybe you should, and she tapped her glasses, use your peepers.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it. Just
and I just went, oh, have a good day. That's all I said. And she was like, you too.
Hang on. You've stepped, but walking in front of people isn't against the law.
No, and she was nowhere near. Like, but
when you say walking in front, what do you mean walking in front?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
So you got off the tram and presumably she was.
She was already walking, apparently. I didn't see her at all.
Wow.
And then she came up and said, you're walking in front of me.
I'd love to see CCTV footage of this. And see if you're right or if you've just literally knocked a woman down.
I'm very sure that I did not.
Can I make a wild assumption here about her?
Uh-huh.
Was she a baby boomer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Big time.
Interesting.
They don't like walking.
They don't like walking.
She had a bum bag. She had big over-the-head headphones on. She may have been mentally challenged.
Okay, you didn't need to add that.
That's got to come out, obviously. That's different.
Really flip that story.
Well, I just want to, you know, really.
That's something different.
I've really become the hero and then the villain very quickly.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Why? Is that wrong? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, I don't know if she is. I'm not a doctor, but no one. Who talks to someone like, open your peepers?
Oh, heaps of boomers.
And then I just assumed. I was
See, now I don't know if you're the hero or the villain because I don't know if you've just said the words mentally challenged purely because you think she's just a fuckhead.
No, no, no. That's why I chose not to really keep going.
Bash her.
Like, yeah, I chose not to argue with her. I just went, oh, have a nice day. And then went off.
You know who I think is mentally challenged?
Who?
Trump supporters.
Whoa.
Oh, brave.
You can't see it, but I've got my eyes closed right now.
Greg.
Yeah, wow. Big statement. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
That's something I hadn't thought of.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. I reckon Israel.
The nation.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Have you been to Israel?
Yeah. Cool. I almost got killed there.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people do. But what?
Well, what happened was.
Were you Palestinian?
Yes.
Ben's got his eyes closed at the moment.
What happened? I was staying opposite the old city with my cousin who was working for the banks over there.
Mm.
Working for the Palestinians, in fact. Mm. However, my cousin who I was with was a bit, see, I don't know, I think she was feeling a bit sick or something. She didn't want to go out.
Mm.
And my cousin had gone off to work for the day. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to cruise over to the old city and just have, I was about 20. I was like, and just have a look around.
Yeah.
Just go over there because I could see it. I'm like, there it is. No worries.
Yeah, yeah.
Over I went into the old city. I was like, as soon as I got in there, I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But I went to see the dome of the, is it the Dome of the Rock?
Yeah.
I think it's.
I don't know.
So there's a famous area which is a wall dividing, and on one side is the Wailing Wall, on the other side is a famous mosque, and it's one of the contentious areas. So I was there having a look, and a man came up to me and said, "Do you want to see a secret view?" This is how that.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Do you want to see a secret view of the dome? I wish I knew the actual name. This mosque.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah. A secret view.
A secret view.
Oh, no.
So he took me like down like.
Fuck, where's this going?
He took me down like 4 or 5 laneways, like, and I kind of lost my bearings. Mm. I'm like, where's this view? And then we got down into one sort of like long laneway that had just a brick wall at the end.
Oh.
And I was like, there's no rock here. And he was like, come down here, come to the grub. Come down here, come down here. And then I just went, something in my brain went, no. And I like pushed him and bolted.
Nice.
Yeah, that's got
good.
Out of there.
Good work.
It's a good story. It's a fine story.
Yeah.
But you never knew if there really was a secret view.
Well, that's what I do nice wonder that. I do wonder whether he went home to his family that day and just went, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I was in the old city and... You know, I've got that secret.
You radicalized him.
I was like, I tried to show this Western Christian looking woman where the secret view of the rock, and she just pushed me. And you know what? I'm joining Al Qaeda, and the wife said, Osama, go for it.
It was Osama bin Laden all along. Yes. Osama bin Laden, grub of the week,
bro.
Osama.
Yes.
Osama got him.
Finally got him. He's gone.
He's gone. He's done. Yeah. That's grub of the week.
Thank goodness.
All right, guys. Please chuck some money on the Patreon. Please support the grub. I've had 2 debt collectors call whilst we've been doing the podcast. Help us out.
Subscribe. Tell your friends. Tweet about it. It's funny, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you should appreciate funny things. A lot of things aren't funny.
Yeah. But this is.
Australia can feel like a wasteland sometimes.
Mm.
And this is your paradise. This is your oasis away from the hum and the drum.
Mm.
Yeah. I would say that the grub is a shining beacon on Australia's media landscape.
I would agree.
Yeah. And we keep the bastards honest.
I agree. Yeah.
And if you don't support the grub, I'm not saying that you are a pedophile, but, you know.
You do the math.
Yeah, honestly. Do the maths. Sums, 1 + 1. Is it equal?
See you next time.
See you.
I live in a hotel where they are all men and we're not allowed to leave. Think about that, all right? Does anyone want to play golf with me? No, nobody does. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this. Do you understand? You fucking understand what I'm saying. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right, thanks, thank Ryball.
Get me out of here.
Godfrey, Ribby, whatever your name is. Go see a show at the Comedy Festival. He's a mentalist.
He's a fucking mentalist.